Every morning for the last 2 weeks, about 30 kids made their way into Murray High School. They're all between 5th and 8th grade, and they're attending a two-week summer academy called M-Cubed. It's put on by the 100 Black Men of Central Virginia. At the front of the room is Wes Bellamy, the group's president. Each morning, he asks the kids to start the day by reciting the group's creed.
1, 2, 3.
We believe. We are the scholars of
God. If you're going to say this creed and you believe that you are the scholars of the 100 Black Men of Central Virginia, you have to be what?
Confident.
You have to be what?
Confident.
In life, we have to be what?
Confident.
Do we meet expectations?
We exceed them.
And why do we never fail?
Because we never give up.
Bellamy's not only the group's president, he's the only African-American city councilor in Charlottesville, and he's the city's vice mayor. But for these 2 weeks, he's the kids' teacher.
So M-Cubed stands for Math Men on a Mission. And essentially what it is a summer academy for African-American males from Albemarle and Charlottesville, in which we go over everything from math and geometry to improving their writing, but also manhood development and more specifically what it means to be an African-American male in this area.
The 2 weeks is a journey. Every morning after the creed, they dive into an hour-long lesson on a weighty issue. But it all centers around value, around building the confidence to engage with the world as it is. Most of the week, that learning happens in the classroom, but it doesn't stop there. One day, Charlottesville Police Chief Al Thomas joined the kids. The next, it was City Manager Maurice Jones, Charlottesville Firefighter Lance Blakey, City Employment Specialist Matthew Murphy, and a half dozen other local African-American professionals who are shaping the city's future. Together, they shared stories of what changed their lives when they were kids, and they imparted lessons they learned along the way. But the days aren't all super heavy. Kids are kids, after all. After recess in the afternoon, the kids break up for intensive math lessons. In one group, rising 8th graders tackle advanced algebra, 2 to 3 years beyond their grade level. They then put some of that book knowledge into action by building and programming a small robot to drive a track in the classroom.
I built it. He's more of the coding guy. I'm more of the building guy, so.
We built that in the first class in like 30 minutes.
Jaden is 12, and his partner, Connor, is 13. They go to Henley Elementary in Albemarle County.
These 2 weeks, it helps us get a head start on math and geometry, and I think that's really helped us be disciplined and learn about like life more, and it makes us better people.
Jaden and Connor's class for these 2 weeks was taught by Pastor Ricky White and Alex Beverly. Alex is 17 now, but he started with the 100 Black Men almost 6 years ago.
So in sixth grade, I wasn't the most confident. I wouldn't speak out in groups or anything. So it's made me a really, really great public speaker. And it's helped me with confidence. When I moved to Richmond, it was easier to meet people and get involved because of the skills I learned in the program and go after what I wanted to do.
For Alex, that's meant becoming an oral surgeon. He knows it'll mean 4 years of college, 4 years of dental school, and 4 more years of residency. But that's okay, because while he's just a senior in high school now, he's already a certified dental assistant. It's that sort of goal-oriented thinking that the program pushes kids towards. To get the younger kids to grasp what that actually entails, one morning for their lesson, Bellamy listed out on a giant whiteboard all the costs that come with adulthood.
How much do you all think rent or mortgage is a month? Let's just throw some numbers out. Let me hear.
About 500.
500?
820.
820?
Electric bills, cable, internet, car payments, credit cards, the list went on, eventually agreeing that it takes about $5,000 a month to live decently in Charlottesville. But then, Bellamy took it a step further.
But if you're not willing to put the work in school, if you're not willing to put the work in to get the credentials to be able to acquire or command this kind of salary, how are you going to be able to pay those bills or live that lifestyle that you're talking about?
The lessons can sneak up on the kids, too. At one point one morning, Bellamy asked several students to stand in preparation to say the creed. Then another teacher knocked on the door and the class was momentarily distracted. The other teacher left and Bellamy asked one of the standing students to sit down. The student objected, saying, "No, you told me to stand." Bellamy seized the moment.
How often has something similar like that happened to you all at school? And what happens normally? How many of us choose to go back and forth with the teacher or the instructor? And then think about it. Think about it. Where does us going back and forth get us?
The 100 Black Men of Central Virginia has been around long enough now that the results are clear. The kids' test scores are increasing, as is their placement in advanced-level classes, and the very first group of kids is now going off to college. Bellamy's changed, too. The group has raised him, he says. He puts his all into being with these kids, and at the end of the day, he gets emotional, and he worries. Is it enough? But then, he comes back to his creed. Their creed.
We believe we are the scholars of the 100 black men.
For WMRA News, I'm Jordy Yeager.